Hey, this is Dan Osco of the Discovery Channel Cycling Team, back at the Tour de France. That's the conclusion of Stage 9 in Mulhouse. I'm sure the headlines tomorrow in the USA will scream that Lance has lost the jersey and perhaps things are amiss here at the Tour de France for the team. But actually, today was finally the move that we had anticipated for the last couple of days, and the fact that the jersey was taken away from our team and put on the shoulders of Jens Voigt of the CSC team. Today was a very busy stage with many climbs and many different happenings. So basically, Michael Rasmussen of the Rabobank team, who was already wearing the polka dot jersey as the best climber, took off, ended up winning solo, and he was chased by two pursuers, two other riders. One of those riders was Jens Voigt, who, as we know, started the day in second place 1 minute back. He ended up finishing 3 minutes exactly in front of Lance, plus he takes the jersey. No real worries there. We all thought this move would happen, even in Germany the last couple of days, but sure enough, it happened today, and Lance now sits third, 2 minutes, 18 seconds back. After the stage, Lance felt the team rode much better than the day before, and everybody really contributed to the effort today. And, of course, they're all looking forward to the rest day tomorrow. Voigt, who rides for the CSC team, in fact, is not their leader. Their leader is Ivan Basso. So Voigt's stay in yellow could actually only be one day, because the next stage heads to Courchevel and is a mountaintop finish. And Voigt, while a strong rider, is definitely not their top climber. Lance does feel that CSC is not going to do a whole lot of work to support Voigt's jersey. In fact, they are going to ride for Basso in the stages ahead. So we could actually look at the jersey perhaps changing hands when the race resumes again on Tuesday, with, again, the stage finish up at Courchevel. The team felt much better about their effort today. Everybody contributed towards the finish. You saw Paulo Savadelli, Jose Azevedo, Benjamin Navala, George Hincapie, everybody riding in support of Lance, Yaroslav Popovich as well. It was a much better effort, I think, after what happened yesterday, to see the guys kind of take control of the race and keep that break at the level they wanted it to be at was a much better sign for things to come. Lance did say after this stage today that he felt that this was the fastest first week of the Tour de France he's ever remembered. So believe me, everyone's going to really enjoy the rest day tomorrow. And while they call it a rest day, it's not an actual rest day where they're off the bike completely. They will travel, in fact, tonight down to Grenoble and spend the night there and then wake up tomorrow at the hotel, and they'll probably do a training ride of 2 or 3 hours just to keep the legs going, keep the rhythm in place. What we'll try to do tomorrow is answer some of those quirky questions about the goings-on of the Tour de France that many people have. So tune in for that, and for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.